This is Chris McGreal in Jerusalem for Guardian Unlimited. Ariel Sharon, the Israeli Prime Minister, walked away from the political party that he to found in the early 1970s today, which has dominated Israeli politics in recent years, the Likud party, in probably what is the biggest gamble of his very long and complicated military and political career. He intends to form a centrist party that will be essentially a vehicle for his agenda to come to some kind of agreement with the Palestinians or unilaterally impose the borders of Israel. He hasn't made fully clear what he intends to do, but what he did want to do was make further relatively minor concessions to the Palestinians, which his own party, Likud, objected to. His withdrawal from the Gaza Strip has very badly divided that party, and he lost the confidence of a large proportion of his own MPs. It wasn't certain that he could retain the leadership of the party in the run-up to an election next March, but even if he could, he faced the very real prospect of being perpetually at war with his own MPs after that and being unable to press ahead with his agenda. But he's also partly been forced into this earlier than perhaps he would have liked by the fact that the Labour Party had fallen under the control of a new leader, Amir Peretz, a man who said he was going to take it into opposition and away from the coalition government. Mr. Peretz brought down the government, forced the early election, thus forcing Mr. Sharon's early departure from Likud. The opinion polls, and it's very early days, there's still 3-4 months to the election, but the opinion polls show that Mr. Sharon and Mr. Peretz are more or less the same. They would each pick up about 28 seats in the new Knesset next year, in the 120-seat Knesset. The really bad news is for Likud. Under the leadership of Benjamin Netanyahu, the former finance minister and former prime minister who walked away from the government before the Gaza pullout, under his leadership, Likud will fall from 40 seats to 19 and be pushed back into third place. So it's a very volatile time. It's the biggest upheaval in Israeli politics since Likud came to power in 1977 and ended nearly 3 decades of Labour hegemony. And everything's up for grabs.